The Detroit Auto Show revs up for its 10-day run, beginning with a charity preview at Huntington Place downtown. It's not the same event many Metro Detroiters might remember. For starters, organizers dropped its former name, the North American International Auto Show, and it won't have the big flashy displays and elaborate model rollouts of past shows. But co-executive director Sam Clement tells WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter the auto show does retain many of its signature elements, including a return to its January schedule.
January is a pretty natural fit for the Detroit Auto Show. This is a time of year, right after the holiday, right after the new year, which traditionally is slower for businesses in downtown Detroit, right? For the restaurants and the hotels, that's a time of year when they need that injection of something large. And with our show that brings, you know, international media from more than 15 different countries and hundreds of thousands of people to downtown, it's a chance for us to be a good steward of the community and inject some life right at the start of the new year, set some momentum for the city moving forward. So it felt like the right time to come back, and hopefully we can do this every year.
It's a new day for auto shows in general nowadays. So much stuff is shown on social media now. How do you make the Detroit Auto Show stand out?
How people engage with, you know, unveils and getting information about cars, as you mentioned, has absolutely changed over the last number of years. You can get all the specs and information about vehicles. You can see all the pictures online, no doubt about that. But there's still something truly unique about seeing them, and more importantly for us, experiencing these vehicles, actually getting in them, riding in them, seeing the technology that's on the dashboard and around the entirety of the vehicle. As we have put this show together, we did it intentional to make sure that the consumer is first, and to know that when they come down here, they're going to be able to engage with these vehicles. The technology in cars and SUVs and trucks are changing rapidly. And for the consumer, it might feel overwhelming. So to be able to see all these various brands under one roof and to get a better understanding of what's out there on the market and how it's moving, I think is a real special opportunity. And so for us, we're putting consumer first and foremost. And we think that this is a chance for them to come down, actually get in the vehicles and engage with it in a truly unique way.
So it sounds like quite a hands-on experience. I mean, no more of the glitzy, showy herds of cattle running through to help reveal new models, none of that anymore?
So I don't think that's true. I mean, you know, we've heard a lot about like glitz and glamour, and I think there's still tons of glitz and a lot of glamour. I mean, you'll see that Friday night at our charity preview, and that's a huge event for us to kick off the show, but also to support the six local charities. I think there's still a lot of glitz. Now, you may not see the displays from the manufacturers like you saw in years past, where you have elevators as part of their displays, but what they have is still outstanding. I mean, you'll see screens everywhere. You'll see lights everywhere. You'll see activations everywhere. So I think, of course, there's going to be kind of the nostalgia of, oh, this is what it once was. But, you know, the world is changing in a lot of ways. And how we consume content, how we engage with conventions and shows has changed a little bit. I still think there's a lot of glitz, a lot of glamour, a lot of excitement, and in a new way where technology is first and foremost, and getting involved with that technology as a consumer is first and foremost.
You mentioned some of the experiences people can have. When you look at what's going on throughout the weeks of the show itself, are there some activities you're particularly proud of, things that you think people really should be looking forward to if they go to the show?
There's a number of them. The first is, you know, as I've mentioned, we have four ride and drive tracks. So we have more than 40 different vehicles where people can actually get inside of them and ride them. So if you think about that, you don't have to go to individual dealerships over the course of a number of weeks to see that amount of vehicles. You can do it all in one spot. And that is really cool for us. But we've also a number of new partners, one of them being the Grand Prix. They'll have a lot of activations in theirs, and that's another great institution here in Detroit. And so to have a partnership with them to move each other forward as organizations here in Detroit is great. We have the Michigan Science Center. And as we think about, we're the Motor City. And so we're hoping to drive the conversations forward of what's to come in the automotive industry. A big part of that is, how do you get a new workforce involved? And so by bringing the Michigan Science Center, we get young people involved with STEM activities, where hopefully we can ignite a passion for them to get involved with engineering or design and be a part of our automotive future. And so there's all kinds of things. You'll see simulators everywhere. We'll have more than 500 different vehicles on the show floor around Huntington Place. So it is a wide-ranging show where you get to get involved with education, you get to get involved with technology, and even if you just want something a little more simple and you just want to walk around and see really cool cars, we have that as well. So we have 700,000-plus square feet of showroom here at Huntington Place, and every corner of it is packed.
I know one of the big attractions has always been for consumers to go through all that space and see all kinds of different vehicles and brands all under one roof and then maybe test one out or actually purchase one. Is that still a thing now? Can they still buy the vehicles right at the auto show?
You can't buy them at the show, but this is a place where you can come and you can get all the information so when you come home, you know exactly what you're looking for. So you can't actually purchase the vehicles on the show floor. But again, given the wide range, you know, with our more than 34 brands and about 500 cars, you'll have a pretty good understanding of what you're looking for and what fits best for you. So it's a good tool for you to then go after you leave the show and go to your local dealer and buy the car that stands out to you. I think that the show, Quinn, as you mentioned, is evolving, and I think that's really exciting because we're bringing in all kinds of new partners. We're really diving into the spirit of Detroit and Detroit's automotive history and Detroit's, you know, renaissance that we've seen over the last number of years. You know, this is a very important show for the city economically, you know, hundreds of million dollars of economic impact. We're building on the momentum that has really started over the last number of years, hit its apex with the draft last April. And again, to start at the beginning of this year with bringing people together, connecting on the industry that is the foundation of this city is exceptional. And we're going to do things like coat drives for Detroit public school kids to help support them to feel comfortable when they're in the classroom. We're going to have conversations around Martin Luther King Jr. weekend and do that. We have some special surprises with the Detroit Lions. So there's going to be something for everyone. It's really a good time for the city to come together at a time when I think we're all really proud of what's happening here in Detroit.